We thought there'd be maybe 15, 20 people do this. So it was going to be quite a small event. We were going to, you know, make sure they all had coffee and get them some breakfast. And they'd jump in for a few minutes only. We're going to have the surf lifesavers there, make sure it was all done safely, jump back out, you know, have a chat and go about our business. But, you know, once it got to 200 people, and mind you, the program's not even out yet, so who knows what it would have got to. I got no idea, but I imagine a beach full of a lot of bums.
So we're at the point of the story now where the truth is that this nude swim is not happening at all. You were told no dice. Why isn't it happening?
Look, for all the events that we run, we need to go through the process of getting council approval and police approval. We need their support for all the events that we run. And as we worked through that process with them, it was brought to our attention that what we were planning would be illegal. And so therefore, you know, we're not interested in breaking the law. So we pretty quickly decided, yeah, it's not going to proceed. So we pulled it out.
Were you surprised at that?
We were actually. It wasn't, you know, we there's so many other events in the festival that we've been concerned about getting approval for, like the Ryoji Akita Spectra work, which is the 49 lights that shoot up 15 kilometres into the sky, closing down streets for the winter feast, fire in the streets, pyro, all this sort of stuff that we're working through to get approvals on. The nude swim, we just thought it would be just a matter of going through the process, to be honest. So, yeah, we were surprised and a little disappointed, but, you know.
We should mention the police have been helpful in everything, all the other stuff, and there's much of it that you need support for. Were you surprised that the council knocked it on the head? You needed their permission too, didn't you?
Well, it didn't really get to the council. We know they had some concerns about it. You know, we work really closely with them, and they obviously saw the program, and they'd said that it would be difficult, yeah, to get it through.
Why did they say it would be difficult?
I think once it became apparent to all of us that it was illegal, then, you know, I mean, while it was a bit of fun, as soon as you start seeing the words arrest come through on the email, the fun, you know, disappears pretty quickly.
So what did the police tell you specifically?
Look, it came back through our production team. Basically, it said that they would have no choice but to, they said, firstly, they couldn't support the event. And, you know, I guess they've got no choice. They can't be supporting any illegal activity. So I don't think we can ask for any exceptions. And that, yeah, if the event was to proceed, then they, you know, they'd have to take action.
Well, it's about the laws, though. I mean, they're just enforcing the laws. You're involved in a creative caper. Mona, more generally, is regarded as being one of the biggest tourism drivers in Tasmania, if not the biggest at the moment. Mm. Are you a little disappointed that something that was creative part of the program is not going ahead?
We are a little bit. I think the event, I really thought the event would start small, and I thought out of all the things that we're doing, this thing could become a major part of the festival in the future. You know, I thought this could turn into hundreds. I know it looked like it was already going to be hundreds this year. So I guess from that point of view, we are. Obviously, there would have been lots of media attention, and that would have been great for the state. But at the end of the day, those things mean less to us than the relationship with the police, to be totally honest.